Donald Trump slams Democrats' transgender attack on women's sports. By Neil Monroe on February 28, 2021. Former President Donald Trump used his CPAC speech in Florida to sharply criticize the Democrats' unified push to get transgender men into women's sports. "Joe Biden and the Democrats are even pushing policies that would destroy women's sports," Trump said February 28. He continued, "A lot of new records are being broken in women's sports. I hate to say that, ladies, but a lot of new records are being shattered. For years, in weightlifting, every ounce is like a big deal. But, all of a sudden somebody comes along and beats it by 100 pounds. Now younger girls and women are incensed that they are being forced to compete against those who are biological males. It's not good for women in sports who worked so long and so hard to get to where they are. The records that stood for years, even decades, are now being smashed. If this is not changed, women's sports as we know it will die. They'll end. What coach wants to recruit a young woman to compete if her record can easily be broken by somebody who was born a man? Not too many of those coaches around, right? Yeah, they won't be around long because they're gonna have a problem when their record is what? 0-16, but we're getting better. I think it's crazy. I think it's just crazy what's happening. We must protect the integrity of women's sports." Somebody said, "Well, that's gonna be very controversial." I said, "That's okay, you haven't heard anything yet." On February 26, all Democrats in the House pivoted for H.R.5, dubbed the Equality Act. The bill would bar parents and coaches from preserving single-sex sports and try to prevent civic recognition of the fundamental and complementary distinction between men and women. Trump's comments reflect the increasing willingness of GOP leadership to take on the transgender ideology. However, their defense of Americans' homegrown culture is muted because many major business donors fully support the revolutionary and chaotic transgender ideology. In office, Trump rolled back many of the pro-transgender rules pushed by former President Barack Obama. But Trump also put Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court. Once on the court, the pro-business justice has used his new power to push the transgender agenda via the June 2020 case Bostick v. Clayton County, Georgia. The 5-4 decision allowed people who claim they are transgender to sue for discrimination when they are fired from work. Since then, Democrats have used that claim to change rule and regulation in many legal areas. For example, denying abused women the protection of single-sex shelters,